Hello, Topical listeners. It's your friend and host, Leslie Price. As some of you might know, May is Mental Health Awareness Month, so today we're going to be bringing you a story that we kind of forgot to run until now, but that's still pretty relevant. Better late than never, I suppose. And we would also like to take a moment to remind anyone who feels like they may be suffering from mental illness that you are not alone and that it's always okay to reach out to someone if you need to talk. And if you don't have anyone you can reach out and talk to, well, shit then, that's pretty sad stuff and I really don't know what to tell ya. I mean, there's gotta be someone, right? Like a second cousin or something? Or a priest? Or I suppose you could always write out your feelings and leave them for us as a review on Apple Podcast. Just don't forget to also share what you think about the show, assuming it's positive, of course. Anyway, what were we talking about? Oh yeah, the news. Back with today's top stories right after this. Mental health experts are issuing new recommendations for those of you having trouble at night and are now advising Americans to only use their bed for its sole intended purpose, shooting amateur pornography. We're joined now by OPR senior health correspondent Jenna Resnick, who's going to help explain these new guidelines to us. Thanks for being here, Jenna.
Thanks for having me, Leslie.
Now, Jenna, I think I speak for everyone when I say we're all a little guilty of either working, eating, or sleeping in the comfort of our beds from time to time. Just last night, I spent a few hours polishing my collection of vintage Scooby-Doo figurines while lounging on my Twin XL. But why exactly should Americans refrain from doing these things and use their place of slumber solely for performing in unprofessional, self-made pornographic videos?
Well, Leslie, the more you do activities in your bed that aren't DIY adult filmmaking, the more your brain subconsciously associates your bed with such activities. This can make it so that when it's time to actually turn on your cheap camcorder and deep dick a busty MILF or sit on the face of your hunky ex, you may find yourself unable to perform because your brain isn't in full-on fuck mode.
Ah, I see. So for example, if I eat a lot in bed, then when it comes time to make a steamy interracial threesome video with bad acting and homemade costumes, I might have trouble popping a chub because I'll get hungry.
Exactly. Unless, of course, the porn you're doing involves food play, but that's a separate discussion.
Sure. Now, you mentioned that your brain makes associations with various behaviors. How does the science behind that work?
Well, I actually spoke to Ellen O'Connor, the head of psychology at Johns Hopkins, who helped write these new guidelines. And here's how she explained it.
Our brains undergo a phenomenon called priming, in which exposure to a stimulus prepares us for other related stimuli. So the more you film yourself getting dick down in your bed in grainy 480p, the more serotonin your brain will produce each future time you do this, which will allow you to get properly horned up for a full night shooting on a regular basis in accordance with your body's natural arousal cycles.
Wow, that's good to know. Now, let's say I have a bunch of these habits. How can I go about fixing them so I can make the sexiest step-sibling videos possible?
Well, therapists recommend practicing something called stimulus control, which helps you retrain your brain and its relation to your bed. In addition to only using your bed for POV masturbation videos, you should establish a regular shooting schedule. Only get in bed if you're actually horny. If you find yourself unable to get wet, you should get out of bed and only return when you're hungry for some cock.
Mm-hmm.
This will all help regulate your libido and ensure your DTF when the camera is rolling. I actually got to speak to an amateur pornographer who spent the last few months practicing stimulus control. And here's how she said it changed her performances.
Oh my God, it's so much easier to shoot now. After I stopped working on my computer and looking at my phone in bed, my ass-eating skills have greatly improved. I'm squirting way longer, and I'm getting the best money shots of my career.
So you see, Leslie, at the end of the day, your bed is a sanctuary, and one that should only be used for recording low-budget, hardcore tube videos with uneven, if not inaudible, audible sound levels.
Well, butter my buns and call me a biscuit. Thanks for the report, Jenna.
My pleasure.
That's OPR's Jenna Resnick. Back in a moment.
In 2007, TV network CBS dropped 40 kids in the middle of the New Mexico desert as part of a brand new reality show. These kids would have to build their own society from scratch. And if this sounds like Lord of the Flies to you, well, it was meant to.
We were on this mission together. We were going to prove to the world that we could make a better society than adults could.
I'm Josh Gwynn, and I want to know what this wild TV experiment was really about. Split Screen, Kid Nation, a six-part podcast from CBC. Available now.
You know, back in my day, we didn't have any news, and that was just the way we liked it. But this generation, it's always more, more, more with you people. Here's what else you need to know, you spoiled little news brats. The Trump administration is rolling back hunting regulations today that previously forbid the use of chokeholds and eye gouging on rare birds. The White House deemed the regulations unnecessary and called the lifting of said regulations a monumental day for hunters who have missed wrestling rare birds like whooping cranes to the ground and locking them in their forearms until they pass out. And in sports, the Oakland Athletics were in for quite a surprise earlier this week. Their home stadium, the Oakland Coliseum, was immediately converted into luxury condos after the team reportedly missed their rent payment for the month of May. Wonder how much those units are going for. And finally, in an effort to boost recruitment, the Navy announced today they'll be allowing all future enlistees to just tell people they are Navy SEALs because why the hell not? And that's it for the topical today. I'm Leslie Price. I want to thank Jenna Resnick for her reporting on today's episode. And thanks to you all for listening.
No problem. No,
thank you, Leslie.
Whoa, what the fuck? You can talk back?
Of course. Yeah. Been here the whole time.
Oh, Jesus, this is bad. All right, we'll see you tomorrow.